Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, our Friday show today. And we've got a good one lined up. Later on, we're going to hear from Karen Hibbard with the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we'll also have a studio interview with Fort Riley Garrison Commander Will McCanney. That's coming up around 9:30, a little bit after that. But we start things off first with from the Riley County Extension Office. And 4-H agent John Job joins us here this morning. Good morning, John.
Yeah, super happy to be here. I wish, you know, Dave was talking about that upcoming 96. I wish we could stay about low 80s for the next week or so, but not going to happen.
That would be nice. Yeah, I agree. You know, when it's this hot for so long, you just kind of get, it wears on you for a while, you know?
It really does. It really does.
Well, yeah. We had pretty good weather. I mean, it was hot, but, you know, normal fair weather here back in late July. But, boy, I think a lot of folks, from what I've heard, were really happy to see a fair, and it sounds like you guys were well attended.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I always like to say after fair season, thank you for everybody within our community and surrounding area for coming out and supporting the fair, whether you participated in the carnival, the rodeo, or just came out to see some of the 4-H exhibits. You know, as you mentioned, Brandon, I think people were just excited to get out and excited to have something to do, to be able to get outside and enjoy the decent weather. Kind of some exciting news that came out of this fair season is this is the largest carnival and the largest rodeo in recorded history that we've ever had. And by largest, not necessarily head count, but we count receipts. So that does relate back to head count, but yeah, the largest of both those we've ever seen.
Wow, that's impressive. And I guess maybe not too surprising, given how long everything was shut down last year, but that's probably encouraging for next year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, leading into the fair, there was definitely kind of a buzz of enthusiasm with our 4-H'ers and 4-H families to show their exhibits and livestock. But also, I feel like there was kind of a buzz in the community about having something to do, and we could definitely feel that, and we thought that it would be a pretty sizable event. So, you know, we did do some things, Brandon, this year that we've never done before, which included we had Highland Community College come out one day and teach a little wine class. I think you guys came out and covered that. In addition, we held a sizable cornhole competition that brought out some pretty impressive cornhole players from all over the state of Kansas and into Missouri. So that's something we're going to look to do in future fairs, is have that cornhole tournament edition. That was a lot of fun.
No kidding. Yeah, well, that sounds awesome. And it was great to see some of those new things there. As far as the 4-H exhibits, those are, I always enjoy going through and checking them out. It's great to see a lot of neat artwork and pictures and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, the talent that is on display, and again, not just for indoor stagnant exhibits, but you see those young people working with their livestock out in the shows, you know, whether they're working with hogs or cattle or sheep or goats, but just the time and commitment that goes into, you know, raising an animal like that, working with an animal like that. But going back to those indoor exhibits, is we actually made a joke this year that every kid must have been taking art classes during the last year, because so many kids brought in two-dimensional art that was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, all the way from our 7-year-olds all the way to our high school kids, just tremendous, tremendous artwork.
Absolutely. And I loved going out and seeing the animals. The animals are great. I think my kids always like to go see the chickens and the all the birds, you know. So that's our favorite part of the whole thing.
Well, and you, real quick, sorry, you said it, Brandon, is, you know, the one thing that we truly pride ourselves on is we consider the fair to be a showcase event. So, you know, when kids are getting ready for a livestock show or, you know, preparing their animal, we do say we like to shut down the barn so that they can do their thing. But, you know, other than that, when the public's coming through, those kids love to show off their animals. They love to engage the public on, you know, what do you feed them? How do you take care of them? that kind of stuff. So it's just such a unique opportunity for those 4-H'ers to showcase their skills and talent.
All right. Well, love the fair. My only wish about the fair is that it could be a little longer. You know, 5 days is probably long enough for a fair for most people, but I just feel like it's here and then it's gone in the blink of an eye. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll bring that to the fair board, and we'll see if we can't get an extra week tacked on there for you.
Okay. I'm sure everybody would be thrilled with that.
I'm sure they would be. They'd be absolutely thrilled.
Well, let's see. So with the fair kind of in the rearview mirror now, what's next for 4-H?
Yeah, great question. So this is definitely kind of a pivot in our 4-H program. So what happens is, you know, fair takes place. A lot of our families obviously go on vacation, relax, get ready for the school year. But once the school year kicks in, you know, mid to late August on into September and early fall is when the 4-H program here in Riley County really gets amped back up. So clubs start meeting at their respective location and time. We start to do various project meetings across the county. And so, yeah, it's an exciting time for the 4-H program. If you are interested in coming aboard, being a part of Riley County 4-H, this is the time of year to start asking those questions and start engaging. And it all starts, I'd say, with me. It's contact me personally, John Jove, 785-537-6350. You can call the extension office. You can email me at jajove@ksu.edu, and I can kind of get you plugged in with a community 4-H club. So great time of year to join.
Great. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, there's all kinds of activities for any
sure.
youth.
You just, you know, on the age, people always say, well, what age can my child join? Well, if you're 5 and 6 years old in the state of Kansas, you can participate in what's called a Clover Bud program. So it's kind of an introductory to 4-H. You are officially a 4-H'er at age 7. So that's full on exhibiting at the county fair, everything. So.
All right. Well, good stuff. And those kids, by the way, I just have to say, compliments to all the kids we spoke to at the fair, because they're so knowledgeable and you know, really enjoyed, you know, kind of getting to talk about themselves, which was what we wanted.
Well, and you know, you kind of know how this goes, Brandon, is they are absolutely rock star kids. Public speaking is one of the things that we pride ourselves on, so we appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity to, or a platform for those kids to speak about what it is they're passionate about. So thank you guys for being supportive of us.
Absolutely. It's a great service here for our community. We appreciate being involved with that. Is there anything else, John, that you want to highlight this morning?
No, just, you know, again, appreciative to the public for turning out and supporting us. And as always, thank you guys for supporting us as well and for a K-Man.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, John. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next time.
Okay. Stay cool. We'll talk soon.
Bye. All right. Thank you. John Jobe here from Riley County Extension. He's a 4-H agent. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Karen Hibbard coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.